New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with your HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310 for the right price. Call Pro Price.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Kevin McCarthy is Speaker of the House. The House has just passed a Republican border security bill. It now goes to the Senate. Don't know if they'll take it up or not. But Kevin McCarthy is taking questions from the media in the Capitol. Let's go to the Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy.
So we simply had staff meet. They haven't made progress. We were going to meet on Friday. One of the leaders couldn't be there. They have a funeral they have to attend. So we didn't think it was going to be productive. So we thought, let's meet next week. But you can spin it any way you want. I think the rest of America will understand what it is.
Yes. Do you comfortable with the party leading presidential candidate not calling war criminals and not taking sides in Russia versus Ukraine?
What are you referring to?
Trump last night.
Look, I think we have been very clear about the atrocities that Russia and Putin have presented to this world. I think we've been very clear in our votes as well. So I think we lead with exactly what we've been doing.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A few questions. There was an issue some Republican members had with the bill regarding designating cartels as terrorist groups. They cited that it would allow migrants to claim asylum more easily. Was there a way that both concerns could have been addressed? The second question is, if the House were to get that document they subpoenaed the FBI for regarding Biden allegedly taking bribes from a foreign official, will the House vote to hold Director Ray and the Congress? And finally, what was your reaction to such actual insulated having an anti-Israel ban on the Senate side versus the Senator Sanders?
You get them all worked in. Pretty good. I'll just work in reverse order. I think Tlaib has mentioned many times before, it almost feels like there's anti-Semitism, and I will never allow that to happen in this body or on this floor. I've watched members on the other side of the aisle say that a time and again, and we will always stand up against that no matter where it is. I just came back from a bipartisan group of members going to the 75th anniversary of Israel. When Israel was created, 11 minutes later, America recognized them. And I think the world is a better place for it. I do not think what Tlaib wanted to do should have happened in this chambers. Unfortunately, you've got a senator on the other side that I guess agrees with her and against the rest of the world. Your other question was about a subpoena to the FBI. There are checks and balances, and there is oversight. Congress has a right to have that knowledge, and I will have a conversation with Director Ray about that and make sure that happens. Your last question was about cartels. Yes, we debate all different parts, and the one thing that I wanted to do is to have an opportunity to truly focus on the cartels, because if any of you have spent time at the border, you will find that we do not have operational control. Juan Sisgamani had to leave, but in his district is Tucson. The Sinaloa cartels control Tucson, Arizona. If you go to Tucson, Arizona, you cannot cross the border without paying the Sinaloa. One individual tried to do it on his own. He wasn't captured by our border agents. He was captured by the cartel, beaten, thrown in the back of the car, never found again. If you cross on that area, every single person is dressed the same. They have a camouflage outfit on. Their shoes have rug on the bottom. It is the number one places of the getaways. 71% of people who cross there are single males. They don't run up to our border agents. They run from them. We actually have to, because it's a big territory, every single day we risk the lives of our American people in the military and on the borders, putting helicopters up trying to rescue people up on the cliffs many times, each and every day. The real challenge here as well is we have to do a lot of this aerial. When the numbers continued to peak, you know what the administration did? They cut the number of balloons that we had, that we could count the number of people that were coming over illegally. So they want to tell you that the numbers are down when it's only growing more. You catch fentanyl time and again from these individuals. So yeah, spend a little time there. You'll be able to see. Yes, ma'am.
There you have it. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, fielding questions from the media following the passage of a Republican border security bill. It now goes to the Senate, where the fate is uncertain. Kyrsten Sinema says she plans to bring it up in the United States Senate. We'll see if that passes muster with Chuck Schumer. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 2:30, as we check out your conditions right now, do expect some delays both directions through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. Yeah, it's starting to heat up a little bit compared to an hour or so ago. You'll tap the brakes there, 15 northbound past the 215 interchange near Allegiant Stadium. Southbound 15 at Spring Mountain, you're pretty much bumper to bumper through those lane restrictions there. Congestion downtown through the Spaghetti Bowl, Interstate 515 southbound at Main Street. Remember, the 515 southbound off-ramp is closed at Charleston, and watch for crashes Nellis at Lake Mead and Tropicana at Duneville.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMCQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Dodgers beat the Brewers 8-1 Wednesday. Freddie Freeman opened and drove in three runs. Clayton Kershaw won his National League best sixth game of the season. The Astros got by the Angels 5-4. Christian Javier struck out 11 over six innings for three-hit ball. Shohei Ohtani had a two-run homer in the ninth. In 11 innings, the Twins beat the Padres 4-3. Juan Soto homered for the Padres, who've lost 3 of 4. Stanley Cup playoffs Wednesday. The Oilers beat the Golden Knights 4-1 to tie the best of seven at two games apiece. Ryan Nugent-Hopkins with a goal and an assist for Edmonton. Connor McDavid had a pair of assists. Nicholas Roy had the only goal of the night for the Golden Knights. Aiden Hill made 29 saves. Game 5 is tomorrow night in Vegas. Game 6 will be Sunday in Edmonton. If necessary, Game 7 back in Vegas next Tuesday night. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE SIPC.
Hi, my name is Katrin Ivanov. I escaped from communist Bulgaria to capitalist America. I am urging you to become active in fixing the disastrous direction our country is headed. We need more than just casting your vote or yelling on a Facebook post. My goal is to build a powerful movement by helping you to start actively talking with your neighbors and supporting trusted candidates. There is an old saying that time is money. Donating your time is just as valuable as donating cash. I want to help you find the best use of your time to save this country. On ways to join this movement, please visit MrsFixit.us. That's MrsFixit.us or text me at 702-722-7225. I truly need your help. I can't fix this alone, but together we can fix it. Paid by Friends of Mrs. Fixit.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Tomorrow on the program, Myra Flores, our good friend from McAllen, Texas. She was with us on our trip to the southern border in McAllen and the Rio Grande River. And she is an incredibly smart lady who I think has a real good future in Texas politics. She won in a special election, lost in a redistricted election, and now is contemplating her next move. I think she's going to run for a higher office. I really honestly do. She's very articulate and a really nice, nice person. Myra Flores will join us live from the southern border in McAllen. That's tomorrow on the program. Earlier, I had a chance to visit with Melissa Clement. She's a friend. She is the president of Nevada Right to Life. And I asked her, because we are into week 14, where are we with two really, really bad abortion bills? Here's what she said.
Well, Kevin, thanks, first of all, for having me on again. Yesterday was, in fact, Abortion Day. They scheduled the last vote from the assembly floor on SJR 7, which is the ridiculous abortion amendment to the Constitution, and it was a party line vote, which P.S. elections have consequences. Start writing down these people's names. Make sure you vote them out of office. Especially those of you down in Las Vegas, there's a lot of bums you got to kick out at this point. So that happened at 11:30 yesterday. And then at 1:30, they heard Assembly Commerce and Labor heard SB 131, which is the Abortion Trafficker Protection Bill, which basically tells other states, hey, you want to protect your children. By making it a crime to transport underage girls over the border into Nevada where there is no protection, there is no parental involvement in an abortion, you want to transport them over and you're not their parent, and then Nevada will not be able to help them prosecute. Because, you know, seriously, at the end of the day, what kind of adult takes somebody else's child for any kind of surgical procedure out of state? But especially an abortion, which means there was some mischief involved. So, the Nicole Cannizzaro, who's the majority leader, she testified in front of the committee, and I have to say, Melissa Hardy and Assemblywoman Heidi Kasama did an outstanding job trying to get the leader on the record to admit that there isn't any parental notification law in Nevada. They directly asked her, and she refused to answer. She was slippery as could be. It was, I thought, my goodness, she must be pretty good in court if she can avoid questions like this.
I know that of the two bills, one is the constitutional amendment. That is not subject to a gubernatorial veto. Am I right? This will go eventually before the people?
Yeah, you're right. The governor does not have any role to play in a resolution of any sort. So this is step one in a three-step process. It passed this legislative body. It will come back in 2 years to again face the next legislative body. P.S. Elections have consequences. Let's make sure we have good people in 2025 rather than these kind of horrible people. And then if it passes there, the exact same language, then it will be on the ballot in 2026. And this is definitely something we want to avoid because, as we've seen over the last year, these kind of ballot questions, it is very difficult for the for conservative groups to win on the ballot, especially when it has anything to do with abortion. It means raising tens of millions of dollars to fight this in the court of public opinion because, unfortunately, you know, you and I don't make our living lying, and the other side does. And, looking at the text of this resolution, I can already tell you how they're going to lie.
How do we change that? Is it a matter of we simply have to change the people that are running for office in our state?
Yeah, well, starting as, you know, maybe not today, but very soon, people are going to see, I guess good for us, this is a really poorly written resolution, and so we're going to attack the language. We're going to start showing that this particular language doesn't help anybody but bad actor doctors and predators, and it's going to blow up the budget. It creates a group of doctors that are probably immune from any kind of medical malpractice. It doesn't help anybody. So we're going to be attacking that. We will be focusing on getting rid of some of these legislators, and those are the two things we can do right now.
I'm just curious. Would it be subject to a court challenge at all?
I think we're about to find out because as I was sitting on hold, I saw that the ACLU just filed an action against the Douglas County School District, who had created a rule where only biological girls can play sports. And the ACLU has sued them, using the Nevada Constitution, Section 24, the Equal Rights Amendment that passed in this last election cycle. And that is when lawsuits, I think, they're standing now. And so we'll see what happens with that. I'm definitely going to be getting a hold of our lawyers to see if there's any kind of legal challenge we can mount at this point in time. I'm just not sure.
And let me just ask you, as far as public opinion out there, if you frame it in a, do you think abortion should be legal? A lot of people think that is true. I guess my question is the parental consent part of this is the thing that troubles me more than anything because it means that parents have lost control of their own children.
Right. And when those questions are asked of the public, between 74% and 79% will say a parent should always be involved, in, especially in these kinds of medical decisions. I mean, this is, other than the people that are sitting in this building, most people across Nevada, regardless of what they think of the issue of abortion, know that a parent is the one person that should be involved. They know their daughter's medical history. They are going to be there after she has or doesn't have an abortion, that kind of thing. The other thing, to get back to the first part of that question is that it very much depends on how a poll question is asked. So, generally the other side will say, we'll use very, they'll use should a woman have the opportunity for reproductive health care, you know, blah, blah, blah. They don't say things like, should a woman be allowed to get an abortion moments before the birth of their child, when it's broken up in first trimester, second trimester, third trimester? The opinions of the people in the Democrat Party and the progressive wing and the DNC, those are so far out of step with what regular people think. The regular voter does not think that abortion should be used as birth control. They don't think that it should be in the second and third trimester. They don't think they think that a woman should be given informed consent, which is something that they continue to take out of law. They don't believe a woman should have informed consent. She shouldn't be able to see an ultrasound, because those kinds of things may cause her to choose to have that baby. And there's no dollars involved for big abortion when she has that baby.
That's Melissa Clement earlier today on the program. And maybe there is a legal way of fixing some of the stuff that's going to be coming down the pike from the Democrats. Two really bad abortion bills that need to be killed off right now. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If your bank account is causing you headaches, switch to One Nevada Credit Union. With 46,000 free ATMs, innovative mobile apps, and convenient local branches, you can kiss your banker goodbye forever. Open an account online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, located at 5050 West Sahara, is offering April specials, including new 2022 Dodge Challenger SXT all-wheel drive. Save $10,120 off MSRP. Also, new 2022 Ram 1500 Bighorn Classic Cab Rear Wheel Drive. Save $10,580 off MSRP models. Want more? Get $5,000 over Kelley Blue Book on trade-ins on new 2022 models. Additionally, buy three tires and get the fourth for $1. Want more? Sahara Chrysler Dodge Ram, right on the price, right on the corner of Sahara at 5050 West Sahara.
Time for a weather update, and yep, there's still weather outside. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get a basic oil change starting at $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get?
That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it?
When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just a few hours ago, Alejandro Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, fielded questions from the White House press corps. Let's take you there. Just a couple of hours ago, this is Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS secretary.
Is it possible that those nationalities could shift as you see shifting nationalities at the border?
So we have shifted our programs according to the needs that we need to meet. So you'll recall, perhaps, that in November, we developed the parole process for Venezuelans. That was then the most significant challenge. We pivoted in January to not only expand the program for Venezuelans, but also expand it for Cubans, Haitians, and Nicaraguans. So we will meet the moment.
And then on overcrowding, if the Border Patrol facilities are overcrowded and some migrants have to be released, does that send the very message you're trying to avoid, which is that people will be released into the interior?
So I have to say two things in response. Number one, we cannot overstate the extraordinary talent and heroism of the United States Border Patrol and the personnel of the Department of Homeland Security that are managing through an extraordinary challenge and doing so successfully, number one. Number two, it is very important to understand that the great majority of people will be removed if they do not qualify for relief under the laws of the United States.
Thank you very much, Secretary Mayorkas. You talked about all the personnel that you're surging to the border. You didn't mention FEMA personnel. And the mayors and county judges in border towns that we've spoken to say that what they really need is not just FEMA dollars, but FEMA personnel themselves to house and feed these migrants as your department releases them. Why not send FEMA personnel to the border the way you would in any other emergency?
Well, the deployment of FEMA personnel is specific to a particular type of emergency, an emergent event. This is an ongoing challenge that, quite frankly, has vexed this country for decades because this country has been unable, Congress has been unable to pass immigration reform that everyone agrees and understands is desperately needed. We are working with an immigration system that was last reformed in the 1990s. Migration has changed dramatically since then, and we need our laws updated.
What a liar. Alejandro Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, I'm just going to tell you, the guy's lying through his teeth. And I've been to the border. I know what I'm talking about, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow with Myra Flores. She lives right there in McAllen, Texas, and just 10 miles from the border. And it'll be interesting to see what she has to say about the end of Title 42. Stay with us. A look ahead for the Golden Knights. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Discount Gun Source is family-owned and operated since 2012. Conveniently located at 4555 South Fort Apache Road between Flamingo and Tropicana, right behind Fanco. At DGS, we offer